Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So imagine when Jesus comes along today and he enters a synagogue and he sits down to teach, and instead of quoting other rabbis, Jesus quotes himself. He need not quote what other people say about the Word of God. He is the Word of God. People who are authorities on certain subjects are great to listen to. The closer they are to the author, the better. Would you rather hear from me, Pastor Roberts, about Harry Potter's world? Or would you rather hear from J.K. Rowling, the author? I could tell you about, you know, what I think J.K. Rowling was thinking when she made Hogwarts, the wizard school, and all that. But if she were here, she could say, I was thinking this when I made Hogwarts. I was thinking that as I created this character. There's a big difference. If we had to choose a word from the day, for the day, from our text, we'd have to choose the word authority. You heard it twice, at least, in the text. Authority. That word, when associated with Jesus, described what was noticeably different when you compared Jesus to all the other teachers of the region, all the scribes in the text. It says, he taught them with authority. Biblical scholars note how many scribes used to teach, and that they used to teach by quoting other teachers. Rabbi so-and-so said, Rabbi so-and-so said this about the text. And people who would come to learn would probably think, wow, I bet it was really cool to sit at that rabbi's feet and listen to him, because my rabbi keeps talking about him all the time. He keeps quoting him. So when Jesus came to Capernaum, the difference was detectable. Jesus taught them with authority, not like scribes. He never quoted other rabbis. Elsewhere in the book of John, it says he wasn't a man of letters, basically saying the same thing. The book of Hebrews rightly calls Jesus the author and perfecter of our faith. You think of the word author and authority kind of go together, don't they? He is not the great quoter of others. He is the great creator, the Word made flesh, come to reconcile the world to himself. Jesus wouldn't just diagnose problems, therefore, in the world, like when he saw the unclean spirit in that man. He didn't just say, that man has a demon, and then walk away. Rather, he had a word to say to that man, to that unclean spirit. And the difference was detectable. The people could see the difference. Rather, Jesus' word would go out from his mouth and it would do something. Not simply quote what others would say God is like, or if God were here, or what God's work is on earth. And that's the great epiphany in the text today. This is the season of epiphany. We're always looking for the epiphanies, the aha moments. When Jesus would speak a word, something happened. And that was different from all the other religious authorities in Jesus' day. The way in which God manifested himself on earth for us and our salvation. Jesus was different than all the other teachers. Jesus' word has authority to heal and to cast out demons. Jesus' teaching was noticeably different, and the people of Israel noted it too, saying, he teaches with authority, and not like the scribes. And in this case, his authority revealed what we later learned. He is not just God's spokesperson on earth. He is God himself on earth. Or as you heard the demons cry today as they were leaving the man, I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Now let me ask you a question or two here. Do you like to be challenged? What do you make of the fact that the demons knew Jesus' identity better than many human beings on earth knew Jesus' identity. And it's precisely when they say, "I know who you are, the Holy One of God," that Jesus cries out, "Be silent and come out of him." The demons were spilling the beans, letting the cat out of the bag. They were revealing the mystery hidden from before the foundation of the world. This was WikiLeaks 1.0. Well, I'd like to propose why this is a problem, needing to be silenced by Jesus. It's not the fact of his identity, because he does indeed want us to know who he is, the Holy One of God, but it's how and who was revealing it that was the problem. WikiLeaks may reveal things that are true, but how did they attain that knowledge? If the lawfully reveal things in this world, it is lawful. But when the unlawful reveal things, people are intrigued. How did they get that knowledge? They got it illegally. I want to know this illegal knowledge. It incites a bit of rebellion in people, doesn't it? To say, "Ooh, I want to know what we're not supposed to know." And the unlawful are getting their news somewhere. They're getting it in unlawful ways. And some are getting swept up in thinking that this is okay to be unlawful like that. They're getting away with it, spilling the beans for things that are private, for a purpose, sometimes a greater purpose. Jesus revealed, rather, truth lawfully as the true Son of God who came into the world. And he was not for these bean spillers, these WikiLeaks people, so that trust can be reestablished in the one who does reveal truth fully. In other words, don't trust in demons' words. Even if some of it is true, it will be mixed with lies. Likewise, you should not trust in the WikiLeaks on the internet, because you never know what else it may be mixed with. The truth could be right alongside of lies and mistruths. How do you know? It's unlawfully attained. But from the mouth of the Holy One comes truth. Jesus said, "Everyone who listens to my voice listens to the truth." He has the power and authority to silence the unlawful and to prove once again his unmatched power. Even the power that can bring the dead back to life, lawfully, by his own fulfillment of all that the law demanded, such that people in Epiphany like us can join with the witnesses of Jesus long ago and say, "What is this? What is this? A new teaching and with authority. He even commands the unclean spirits, and they obey him." Finally, a final thought for today. I want to share this with you. I was reading yesterday, so maybe you saw this too, but Google Home products, or we have a Google Mini at our house. You can talk to it, ask it questions, and it'll answer questions that it knows, and it'll do this and that. It's called Google Home, right? Well, a big thing in the news right now is that you can ask the question to Google, "Who is Jesus?" And guess what it says? It says, "I'm sorry, I can't answer that for you. I haven't learned religion right now. I'm not unsure how to answer your question." But you ask it about any other religious figure, anybody else, it says, "Well, WikiLeaks says this," and it answers the question. And people are like asking Google, "What's the problem?" They have people doing videos. They go through all these different religious leaders. And it comes to Jesus, and it says, "I'm sorry, I haven't been trained in religion yet." It's kind of funny, isn't it? It's like, why? What's the big deal? You can quote the other religious figures, but you can't that one? What's the problem with that? And they said it has something to do with being vulnerable, the hacking. I don't know. Not sure. But here's my point. Even the demons in the text knew who Jesus was. But it's not up to the demons to teach the world about who Jesus is. And quite frankly, it's not up to Google either to teach who Jesus is. Don't forget this one thing. You are the church.
You are the people God called out of darkness into his marvelous light.
You are the people God has revealed the fullness of his truth from Genesis to Revelation. You have his word. You have a great gift. You have something you can treasure because it is from God. It's revealed from his mouth and his pen, his finger sometimes, the Ten Commandments. You have the most precious thing in the world, God's word. It's up to the church, not Google, not the demons, to teach who Jesus is. And may today's text remind you of who it is that should be revealing the identity of Jesus in this world. It is you who have received God's word, you who have the Spirit of God, you who know who Jesus is. Tell the good news. Teach the world. I'm trying to teach Google right now at home. Hey Google, this is who Jesus is. He's not listening. Speak it to your neighbor who might listen. And may they learn to know who Jesus and his powerful word is. The one who can cast out demons is the same who can rise from the dead himself after dying on the cross and to show us the way out of this life and into the heavenly life to come. May God bless you with that truth of knowing who Jesus is as you help share the good news. In Jesus' name, amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.